according to last year, and I've cuffed your test on the base, Afikomen is part of the mitzvah of matzah. The Ikar mitzvah of matzah, according to Rashi, is the Afikomen. And the fact that we make the bracha over matzah earlier and not over the Afikomen is simply because we recite the bracha as we eat the matzah the first time. But you see from Rashi that Rashi thinks it's a kim of Afikomen, it's a kim of matzah. However, the Rush understands Afikomen as representing the Korban Pesach, and the actual mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled with the initial eating of matzah earlier at the Seder. There is, however, a stira in the rulings of the Rambam that may reflect an inherent dichotomy within Afikomen. Rambam rules that kapra, matzah, and mora all must be dipped in chavosis. The Rambam doesn't like it, but the Rambam holds that all the mitzvahs achila for the night were dipped in chavosis. But he does not mention chavosis as relates to Korban Pesach or as relates to Afikomen. Now, had he held that Afikomen represents matzah, he would have included it among the things that are dipped in chavosis. So he obviously sees that Korban Pesach which represents the chavos, cannot be dipped in chavosis, which is the tit, the mortar of the shibud, and therefore they're mutual exclusion. Yet in Hilchas Chametz Matzah per Ches Alochates, he subscribes to the position of Tosfos that Afikomen is a fulfillment of matzah. And the Rambam indeed, when he in Perek Vav Halacha Yir Aleph, when he brings the laws of not eating after the Afikomen in the sixth parak, together with the laws of eating matzah, and not exclusively in the eighth parak, which deals with the laws of the Seder, this indicates that he considers the obligation to conclude with the time of matzah in one's face, in one's mouth, and the taste of the matzah, that's a function of the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore eating after the Afikomen is a chesaron in the mitzvah of matzah. And you see from the Rambam's Loshon also, he says it has to be at the end, you know, he says, shehi ha-mitzvah, that the mitzvah of matzah is the ikar mitzvah of the night, and therefore you have to end with tam matzah b'fiv. And although matzah is eaten at the beginning of the meal, with the appetite, this fulfillment of the mitzvah is somewhat deficient, and therefore we eat matzah at the end again. And since the entire meal of the Seder, the Shulchan Aruch, is eaten after the first matzah, and therefore you don't have any longer the tam matzah b'fiv, so therefore, in order to once again resurrect the tam matzah b'fiv, we eat the Afikomen. Now, the Rambam says, when he speaks about the mitzvah of matzah in Perek Vav, he says there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on the night of the Seder, and when you eat a kezayis, you're yoytzei. So the Netziv is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the minimum shear is kezayis. But if you eat more than a kezayis, that there's a kiyum hamitzvah beyond kezayis. Minchas Chinuch also has this yisoy, that the minimum is a kezayis, but the additional mitzvah that or matzah that one eats is a kiyum. And therefore, the Afikomen eaten at the end of the meal is a continuation of the original mitzvah of matzah, and the zakim of matzah, and with that you resurrect the tam matzah b'fiv. Now, these two different perspectives on the mitzvah of Afikomen also affects the halacha of the Isur to eat after the Afkohomen. If the Afkohomen represents the Korban Pesach, so refraining from other food is a method of ensuring that the Afkohomen will come at the end of the meal, where it will thus be eaten a la selva, which is a requirement for Yochilas Kotchim, including Korban Pesach. And this is the way the Rashbam understands it. However, if Afrikomen is essentially a continuation of the mitzvah of matzah, so the isa of eating after Afrikomen is because the Afrikomen is the ikakim of matzah, and eating afterwards will represent a chson in the mitzvah matzah. We want the taste of matzah to continue and linger in one's mouth, and therefore, in order to, as I said, to resurrect it, you can eat the matzah later at the end, and this is the opinion of Tosis on Daf Kufchav and the Divim Aso Eim Aftirim. Furthermore, these two interpretations may impact on the halacha concerning a person who does in fact eat after, who does eat after the Avikomen. Chok Yaakov and Orach Chaim states that such a person need not eat the Avikomen again. However, the Elior Rava disagrees and maintains that if he has not yet said Birkas Hamazon, he is required to consume another kazayis of Afikomen. Apparently, Eliyahu follows the reasoning that not eating after the Afikomen is not an independent isur, but part and parcel of the fulfillment of matzah, and therefore by eating another kazayis, one can still retrieve the mitzvah of matzah. However, Chok Yaakov thinks, and consistent with the position of the Rosh, that the Afikomen represents the Korban Pesach, and there's an independent isur not to eat after the Afikomen in order to ensure that the Afikomen is like the Korban Pesach, is eaten al hasova, and as such, once it's been violated, you cannot rectify it again by eating more matzah.